Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, on this week's Heartbeat, you talked about really us looking at our own response for when we encounter God. And you shared a story about a man named Jamie who went to Lourdes and had an experience. He has cerebral palsy and you said he had grown bitter over time. But then when he went to Lourdes, he had this experience of God really just blessing him and giving him some peace, even though the physical nature of himself stayed the same.
Yeah.
Internally, he was different.
Yeah. And, well, I guess what people noticed the most was his response to life, to everything. He was a changed person. And you can say, well, there was an immediate change, but also then there was an ongoing change over a long period of time too, because the Holy Spirit always maybe does the first bit, but then goes deeper and deeper and heals and mends and encourages and draws you to this holiness that God calls all of us to.
I think what I got from it was that you were talking about, yes, his response over time, but also that he had to allow himself to respond to God and surrender to God. So sometimes what I got from it was that sometimes there are barriers in our lives that we put up where we don't want to respond to God. We don't want to let him
in. I could have called it, it's your choice. You know, God allows the free choice of our lives to choose him or not to choose him. But he actually does it every day.
Yeah.
Because we can think we're a Christian, but then we choose the wrong way to act, the wrong way to speak. You know, it's unloving, unforgiving, etc. And if it goes on long enough, it actually bears, you know, it's sort of roots in our life and bears wrong fruit. And God continually chooses or puts before us and says, no, that's not the way to live. But it's our choice, always our choice.
Because I've just written down things like, you know, it can be our pride that gets in the way. You know, sometimes God might be saying to you to change your direction, but the pride in you.
You don't want to
goes,
be wrong.
No, I don't want to.
I enjoy doing this. But you might enjoy it in some aspect, but it's actually being detrimental to you and other friends or relationships or whatever.
Or you can be like Jamie, bitter and angry, and so you don't allow God to come in because you're holding on.
Well,
to
you're
that
actually
bitterness.
You're probably, well, for him, he was blaming. Maybe he even never thought, I'm blaming God, because even as he grew up, he says he didn't really know God, but he's probably blaming his parents, blaming anybody, like, you know, look how you're treating me. You know I'm a bit different, but, you know, my parents, I shouldn't have been born like this, or just everything, like, got to him so much that the bitterness was seeping into everything in his life.
I also think sometimes just distractions in life get in the way of us responding to God. There's so much on in life, in our everyday, that...
Well, like we say, it's free choice, but there's so much to choose from. There is, you know. Think of, you know, what sport will I... You know, it's just something simple, but what sport will I play? You know, am I good at that? Do I like that? Do I not? You know, all this. But it's not just sport. It's all the things in our lives that take us away from God, take us away from, I guess, the path God wants us to take, even in a career-wise. Because there is a perfect plan that God has for us. And it's free choice. God has always given that to us, but it's actually he's placed within us the perfect plan for our life, or the desires that we have. So that a certain career will give us fulfillment that another one won't. Mm. And some people, they see it. They go into something and then later they go, nah, I don't want to do this. Mm. I've always wanted to paint, or I've always wanted to whatever.
Mm.
And they have to have the courage to go against the tide of maybe what their parents desire them to go into.
Mm.
Maybe they didn't think they had the skills or the, I don't know, you know, like you said, it can just be just a distraction.
Mm. Yeah. So really then if we want to move past those distractions, we really need to look internally at our hearts and address those things about pride or anger or what's distracting us. And then, like Jamie did, you need to surrender to God, because he wants to soften our hearts. He wants to come into our lives. But it's our choice to do that, to surrender and allow him. Like, he's always there.
Yes.
But it's our response. What's our response?
Yeah. What was beautiful about Jamie was he was bathed in the waters in Lourdes.
Mm.
Nothing seemed to happen. Like, it wasn't a miraculous healing.
Yeah.
And there ended up not physical. And then he decided, they have reconciliation here where you can talk to someone. So he thought, I might just go talk to someone. And then he thought, they have a lot of masses and Eucharistic celebrations here. I might just go, because the other pilgrims are going, mm. I might just go here. And slowly, 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 it's like God wore him down.
Yeah.
God just kept loving him, kept loving him. Mm. And the pilgrims that he was with kept loving him. And that's what started the spark.
Mm.
You know, it was the softening of his heart where the Holy Spirit could then come in.
Mm.
And all the people that the Holy Spirit used were used to help soften his heart.
Mm.
And so his response started being different and different and different till I think, you know, they go on a 14-day pilgrimage or something. By the time he got back on the plane to go home, he was a changed man.
And I like that you said people noticed that.
Because
if we are changed, there should be a notice.
Yeah, like, yes.
People should notice that something has changed in us. Yeah. You shared from Psalm 51 verse 10, which many of us probably would know this scripture, which is King David is writing, and he says these words, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me." And I thought that for our weekly challenge this week, that would be a great verse to pray through, to change our response, to ask God, would you change
Well, to me? Be open that the Spirit would put the new spirit within us. It's like flush out the insides of us.
Yeah.
And start fresh, start again.
Yeah, so that's the weekly challenge for this week, to pray this prayer, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me." And we can pray that for ourselves, but we can also pray that for other people over their lives as well, that God would do something in other people's lives, in our family, our friendships, that God would create in them a clean heart as well. So we hope that chat has really blessed you this week. Maybe it's challenged you to look at your own heart and what's your response when God comes knocking and trying to take you to a new place.
One of the ways to look at your own heart is, well, how am I reacting when someone talks to me about something? Do I get angry? Do I get bitter? Do I feel unforgiveness? Do I, you know, like, see what your response is and go, whoa, do I really want to be like that?
Yeah, yeah. And then that's why that prayer is so good, creating me a clean heart.
Yes.
Because I don't want to respond like that. Yeah. So we hope that chat has really blessed you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.